Hey, C3 family, it's the 15th of July, and today we find ourselves in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
I got to tell you that much has been said. We're in 1 Corinthians 12. Much has been said about spiritual gifts. Much has been taught about spiritual gifts. Much has been debated about spiritual gifts. Many relationships have suffered because of some of the things that we will be talking about the next few days, but we need to talk about it. I'm very well aware that there are people at Celebration Community Church who have different feelings and understandings and interpretations of spiritual gifts. So let's start with this. And I know not everyone is versed in this, and some are very versed in this. I don't know how I'm possibly going to condense this, so I'm just going to start talking. So what's a spiritual gift? So, well, it's this. It's a gift that's spiritual. How's that? You're like, thanks, Pastor. Yeah, you're welcome. And that's all for today. No, just kidding. I want to go in and just start with this. There are several, I guess you would say, lists of spiritual gifts throughout the New Testament, throughout the post-resurrection New Testament. I wanted to note that. There is not one exhaustive list of spiritual gifts. There are different lists in the Bible. There are some in, obviously, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 has probably the most exhaustive list that we see. 1 Corinthians 12, 13 and 14, those three chapters. 1 Peter talks about spiritual gifts. Romans, Ephesians talk. I think those are the primary ones that talk about spiritual gift. And there's no effort anywhere in the New Testament to, for any of the writers, to want to give us an exhaustive list. So I think that's important for us to understand. And I know there are spiritual gift surveys out there all over the place that you can look for and find and try to see what your spiritual gifts are. And I'm not in great opposition to those. I think sometimes maybe they're mistaught, or some of the inferences or questionings in them may be a little bit off, but I'm certainly not against those. I just want to tell you some of the spiritual gifts that are listed in the New Testament. So there's wisdom or wise counsel. There's healing the sick. There's being able to perform miracles. There's distinguishing between spirits, which is called discernment, or discerning between spirits. There's prophesying, and there's different definitions of prophesying. A lot of people think that prophesying is being able to tell the future that God gives you, and that's not necessarily accurate. A lot of Bible scholars believe that prophesying is being able to share a message or direct message or teaching that God has given us to share. There's the spiritual gift of serving. There's the spiritual gift of giving, like people who have the gift of just seems to come so natural to them to be very giving with their resources. And we all know people like that, and other people want to hold on to it. The gift of leading, the gift of showing mercy, being merciful, the gift of teaching, exhorting, which is encouraging people, wisdom, I said wisdom already, apostles or apostleship, evangelism, being able to share your faith, having that gift of sharing your faith, the gift of administration, and some even say that marriage, celibacy, and hospitality are listed and should be included in spiritual gift lists. And I'm sure you've noticed already, some of these are natural and some are supernatural, meaning that some of them are things that we see all the time and some of them are things that are not everyday things. Also speaking in tongues and interpreting tongues, which some of you know what that is and some of you don't. I want to just make sure that I'm giving a fair shake to spiritual gifts. There's really two primary views when it comes to spiritual gifts, in the views on them. There are people who are considered cessationists, or if cessation means ceasing, that they believe that some of these gifts, like prophecy and healing the sick and doing miracles and speaking in tongues, that they believe that those were given for a time to start the Christian church movement, that God gave these supernatural gifts to people in order for them to do amazing, miraculous things so that people would be intrigued and interested and want to learn and know about Jesus. There are scriptures that tend to very much back that up. And yet there's another point of view called the continuist point of view, meaning that all of these spiritual gifts started then and have continued. You've heard probably of charismatic churches, and charismatic churches are commonly known as continuous churches, or as churches who believe that all of these gifts are still active today. I have had people many times over the years, when they're checking out our church, say, "Well, are you a spirit-filled church?" And what they're really asking me is, are we a continuous church that teaches actively that all of these and practices all of these spiritual gifts? And so I guess my short answer to are we a spirit-filled church? Well, if that means is our church filled with the Holy Spirit, you better believe it is. Does that mean that we're going to stand on the platform and teach everything from a continuous point of view? No, that's not where we're at as a church. Now, I want to go back to something I said at the very beginning. There have been a lot of teachings on spiritual gifts that have been mistaught. So I want to kind of land on this today. I want to tell you some of the things that spiritual gifts are and are not. They are given by God. They're given by the Holy Spirit. They're not earned. They have nothing to do with your value. They're not listed in importance of most important to least important, or vice versa. Spiritual gifts are not rewards. I guess in the sense of what we think of rewards, they are rewarded. They're given to every believer. That it makes it very clear in the Bible that the Holy Spirit gives us all gifts. They're not necessarily the same thing as talents, right? Because there's a lot of talented people who have, you know, like the gift of teaching, that don't have the Spirit of God living in them. But they're demonstrations of God's Spirit living in us or living through us. Spiritual gifts, and we'll talk about this and overlap this the next few days. Spiritual gifts are for one reason: to build up, to glorify Jesus, and to build up, or I guess the churchy word that you might read is edify the church. That's why spiritual gifts are given. They're not to build up ourselves. They're to build up God's church. And they're not to be used to manipulate or to value or devalue. And that's one of the things that has hurt so many people, is they've been convinced that we all should have specific spiritual gifts. And so I want to read to you verses 7 through 11. Forgive me if we go a little long today. It says, "Now to each one of the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one person, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits." We talked about that being called discernment. "To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues," and the interpretation of that is languages. "And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these," now this is where we need to really focus in, "all these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And, listen, He gives to them each one just as He determines." God chooses. The Holy Spirit chooses what gifts we're giving. So any teaching maybe you've been given that you need to have this gift or you need to have this gift, that is not biblical teaching, and I just showed you that in there. So there's all kinds of people with all kinds of views on this. I do not stand and preach constantly about being a cessationist. I'm not at all failing to leave room that God still does miracles, no doubt about that. But some of these things, like the gift of healing, I mean, we've all heard and seen people who claim to be faith healers, and time after time, there they are shown to be fakes, shown to be after people's money and all this. So a lot more to talk about the next couple days. Forgive me and show me mercy for rambling on today. Just want to cover our ground here. You probably have questions reading today. Get yourself a good study Bible, some Bible commentaries, but be careful outside of that. What you read and study, make sure that it's going to line up with those pages of your Bible.